If you want variety and a big swell of drama, the Kenai Peninsula Orchestra's Summer Music Festival has it all. The annual two-week event in Homer and the central Kenai Peninsula includes free noon concerts, venues around town, as well as chamber orchestra and string quartet performances from local and guest musicians. And there's a first this year. The Navy Band Northwest is performing on the peninsula, as well as in the orchestra's gala concerts Friday and Saturday.
And it's just such a pleasure to have them here. They've added so much. A couple of them are playing with us in the orchestra, and of course, Sterling Strickler, our local celebrity who is the bassoonist in the Navy Winds and graduated from Kenai High School. It was just so fun to have him back here.
That's Maria Allison, accompanist for the orchestra. A wind trio and saxophone quartet performed Wednesday in Kenai, requiring extra chairs to be brought out to accommodate the growing audience. Among the crowd was guest conductor David Jacobs, director of orchestral studies at the University of Oregon, who will be leading two pieces in the gala orchestra concerts.
I jumped at the chance to come to the Kenai Peninsula because it's a beautiful place in the summer, and to work with musicians of the community, and they just have to carry such a passion for music with them, so I really treasure the opportunity to work with those people.
The gala concerts are taking a Russian turn this year. Jacobs is conducting Borodin's Polovetsian Dances and Balakrev's Overture on Three Russian Folk Songs. They're very different pieces, but the conductors have something in common.
Since they're Russian nationalists, essentially the music has a lot of roots in Russian folk music. So there are tunes that are, you know, maybe people know just from hearing Russian folk songs. The Borodin is very flashy and showy and just a real kind of showstopper piece. And the Balakrev is just a really nice, pleasant little variations of Russian folk songs.
After intermission, the orchestra, as well as community choirs from Homer and the Central Peninsula, will perform Prokofiev's Alexander Nevsky.
Some of the movements are in Russian, some of them are in Latin. And one of the movements is depicting the scene where the battle takes place on the ice of a lake, and the heavy armor of the German soldiers breaks the ice, and they all go through the ice and are drowned. It's extremely dramatic.
Audiences might be familiar with some of these works, like Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky, but even if not, they shouldn't disappoint.
I would just encourage anyone who, whether they have been to an orchestra concert ever before or not, to come, because it's, you know, it's going to be really exciting music that, you know, anyone can enjoy.
The Kenai Peninsula Orchestra's gala concerts will be held at 7:30 p.m. Friday at Homer Mariner Theater at Homer High School, and 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the Renee C. Henderson Auditorium at Kenai Central High School, with a lecture 45 minutes before each concert. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.